It's perfectly legal here in Los Angeles to pick fruit from trees that are planted on private property, as long as the fruit drops into a public space, like a sidewalk or an alley. There are rules, though, to proper, legal urban foraging, and the group Fallen Fruit knows them well. Woody Sandberg is with that group.
You're not allowed to reach across someone's fence. You're not allowed to walk into someone's yard. You're not allowed to crawl up people's fences or lean ladders on their fences.
Most of the people in Fallen Fruit ride bikes, sometimes mopeds. A lot of them carry fruit pickers on their back like you might carry a bow and arrow. There's something almost primal in the way they all look together. They fan out into the street like a band of hunter-gatherers in search of fresh food.
We're looking for trees or anything that produces food that hangs over the fence so we can pick it and eat it and feed our souls and our bellies.
Sandberg's not actually picking fruit today. He's just finding the best places to forage. Later, they'll go on a harvest ride, then they'll make jam and juice and beer with the fruit they found. Today, the mission is just to make maps of where the fruit trees are.
Oh, over here we got nopalitos and a lime and some nasturtiums.
People sitting on their porches don't seem to mind at all when the group stops outside their house. No one in Fallen Fruit can remember a time when a fruit tree owner yelled or screamed or tried to kick him off the sidewalk.
That's 2,200 bud long.
Which none of the foragers seems surprised by. Fallen Fruit is highly convinced of their mission. Part of this sense of legitimacy, of having the right to pick fruit from trees in people's yards, comes from the fact that the group originally conceived of itself in biblical terms. The name Fallen Fruit even comes from a verse in Leviticus. You shall not pick your vineyard bare, or gather the fallen fruit of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor and the stranger. The founders also thought that cities should start planting fruit trees in public spaces instead of thirsty, frivolous plants. But fruit trees are oddly political, and city officials say there are reasons why they do not and will not plant them in public space. George Gonzalez is LA's chief forester.
One of the main reasons is potential liability from fruit drop.
So basically, they're worried about people tripping over fruit and suing the city. He also says that trends in tree planting have changed, and that now they like to plant hardy, drought-resistant trees.
Fruit trees typically require more water.
And then there are the rats.
Rodents love fruit, yes.
Still, the city regularly gives away fruit trees to people who want to plant them in their yards. It's part of the mayor's Million Trees LA pledge. Gonzalez thinks that fruit trees on private space can still benefit the public good. And this is a point that Sandberg actually agrees with.
Because when they look at a map and they see it dotted with fruit trees everywhere that's hanging over the fence, I think that's going to blow people's mind about how much food is out there. Because the current mindset is food is in the grocery store.
That's a mindset not even the most dedicated of fruit foragers can escape. After the mapping mission, Woody Sandberg takes off on his bike for the supermarket because he says, unfortunately, chocolate soy milk doesn't grow on trees. For the Environment Report, I'm Devin Brown.